It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Julianne Welby. Chris Christie made a cameo appearance of sorts in federal court today. It was in the form of a video clip played for the Bridgegate jury. The clip was used to support the defense's claim that Bridget Kelly has been made into a scapegoat for misdeeds plotted way above her head. WNYC's Andrea Bernstein was in federal court today in Newark. She joins me now. Hi, Andrea.
Hey, Julianne.
Andrea, who is on the stand today and why is it important?
So the witness is Christina Renna, who worked in the governor's office at the Office of Intergovernmental Affairs, or IGA. So this was the branch that was chasing after the local Democratic endorsements by helping the mayors who were in good graces or putting the other ones who were not, in their words, in the penalty box. So it's worth noting that it's not legal to run a campaign office out of the state house at taxpayer cost, but that is not the charge in this case. So Renna is a key witness for the prosecution because she says that Bridget Kelly asked her to destroy an email showing early knowledge of the lane closure scheme. But today on the stand, the defense presented evidence that Renna, as she said in her own words, hated Bridget Kelly. She'd said in text messages that Bridget was out to get her. She's an expletive to describe what she said Kelly was doing to her. And she said that she, Renna, held a grudge against Kelly.
Wow, nasty. There's another reason, though, that people might recognize Christina Renna's name. She's the one who, didn't she write that message that the governor, quote, flat out lied when he denied knowledge of lane closures for political retaliation?
Exactly. So that email came out this summer in pretrial papers. It dates back to December of 2013 when Christie first spoke at length about the lane closures. And he was at a press conference in the State House and a reporter asked, Governor, can you say with certainty that someone else in your staff or in your administration acted on your behalf for political retribution? And that's the clip they played in court today to the jury. And this is how Christie answered.
Yeah, I have absolutely no reason to believe that, Angie. And I've made it very clear to everybody on my senior staff that if anyone had any knowledge about this, that they needed to come forward to me and tell me about it. And they've all assured me that they don't.
So the reason that the defense played this tape in court today is because Christie said that at 11:34 on a Friday. 4 minutes later is when Renna deleted the text that she said Bridget Kelly told her to delete. And then 4 minutes after that, she texts a close friend saying the governor flat out lied when he said no one knew. And she said, quote, if emails are found with a subpoena, that could be bad. So yesterday, Renna testified she couldn't be certain that Christie lied, but the defense is trying to lay out a narrative that Renna heard Christie say that to reporters, panicked because she had evidence to contradict the governor, and then lied to pin it all on Bridget Kelly. All through this testimony, by the way, Kelly was silently weeping, which is a big break for her. She's been very poised on the at the defense table, wiping away tears with a white tissue.
But, Andrea, shouldn't Bridget Kelly be happy about this line of questioning?
Well, yes, but unlike David Wildstein, Kelly and Renna worked side by side for years. So there was a question of palpable betrayal in the air. And the drama really perked up the jury. Besides the betrayal, there was also testimony this morning where Renna talked about what she called the Christie Cream incident. So Bridget Kelly had organized a bake-off for interns in the office, and one of them brought in a box of donuts in a box that said Christie Cream expanding nationwide in 2016, referring to his presidential ambitions. Anyway, this leaked out on social media, and a Renna text was introduced into evidence where she said that the governor and his two top aides, quote, freaked out on Bridget Kelly. And you can compare how the governor reacted to Donutgate with how he reacted to Bridgegate. You know, he and his aides have said, well, they heard about it, they made a few calls, they heard it was a traffic study, and they left it at that until the time for some traffic problems email was released to the public.
Andrea, this is all unbelievable. It seems to get more and more like a film. It's 3 weeks, though, into the trial. What's your overall sense of how it's going?
Well, the star witness, David Wildstein, finished up after 8 days on the stand. And although he acknowledged lying in the past, his testimony seemed to stand up even on cross. But where the defense was able to win some important points is they really were able to portray him as the real agent here in setting up the lane closures, not the two people in the courtroom And they were painted by the defense as people who are just sort of caught up in a scheme directed by agents who've been named but don't have criminal culpability in this courtroom.
Andrea Bernstein, thanks so much.
Thank you.
She's WNYC's senior editor for politics and policy, and you can hear more about the Bridgegate trial on our Christie Tracker podcast.